It's May 16, 2010. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Bolster, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me. Oh God, today I am reminded again of your love for me, love that lets me know that I do not need to earn your acceptance, but instead a love that tells me that I am chosen and dearly loved. I want to grow in that love, and I want to let it overflow into kindness and humility and gentleness. Give us words today to express our experience of you. Amen. That was "Jesus Christ is Present Here," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Today we are pleased to have Emeriti Professor Dr. George Shillington with us as our guest speaker. George has joined us for the month of May. George, welcome here.
Last Sunday I said I would not read the whole text for the meditation, much as I would have liked to. Today I think otherwise. I will read the entire text, for it is one of the most joyful and encouraging texts of the New Testament. Here it is. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The most I can do this morning is select a few key terms from this wonderful text for our consideration. The first is a very telling metaphor, repeated twice in this short text. Clothe yourselves. To this day, clothes make a statement. I wear a suit and tie when I attend church. I've always done so, and I feel good in a suit and tie. But today, I am in the minority. In the ancient world, clothing was different from the clothing of today. Garments in the old days were long, but also made a statement. The clothing spoke for the person in a way. In the ancient times, one wrapped oneself in the garment before going out for a walk or to the shops or to attend a religious meeting. Well, here is the metaphor, boldly in Colossians 3:12 and again in 3:14. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. That is quite an outfit to wear when you're going out shopping or golfing or working. One thing is sure. You cannot wear those clothes proudly. Pride does not go well with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. But don't you love to meet people like that? People who wear those clothes are welcoming, helpful, generous people. A joy to be in their company. Now, here is the second mention of the clothing metaphor in our text. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Well, what happened to all those other pieces of clothing? Well, they are all woven into this one beautiful garment, fit for any occasion. It is the garment of love, the kind of love Jesus had in himself when he gave himself up in death for the sake of others. Love clothing is not easy to find. Either you receive it as a gift or you can't have it at all. Paul elsewhere gives that magnanimous testimony to his Lord and Savior. He loved me and handed himself over for me. Paul first received that garment of self-sacrificial love and then was able to wear it in the world for everyone else to see. What is the effect of such clothing? Just this. It brings harmony. Not just a makeshift harmony, but perfect harmony. And if there is one thing we need in our families, our churches, our workplaces, it is perfect harmony. That does not mean we cannot have different viewpoints, different ideas about matters before us. Of course we can. But how those ideas and viewpoints are expressed is the crux of the matter. They can be expressed in self-centeredness, in anger, in battle formation, or they can be expressed in perfect harmony. Harmony allows for diversity, you see. It does not allow for battle lines to be drawn. So how shall we leave this text of Colossians today? Just remember the clothing image. Wrap yourself around with the beautiful garment of love, made up of the fine threads of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. People will love you and will ask you, "Where did you get that beautiful garment?" And you can tell them, "Jesus gave it to me." Amen.
Lord, you have come to the lake shore, looking neither for wealthy nor wise ones. You only ask me to follow humbly. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, kindly smiling, has spoken my name.
That was "Lord, You Have Come," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Nadine Campen is my interview guest today. She joined CMU as Marketing and Communications Director last September. Nadine, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here.
Can you remember one of the first stories you wrote as a child?
As a child, I wrote a story, yes, about a young girl who had a horse. Of course, every girl loves horses, I think. I certainly did. I had a horse.
And well, that makes it even more
and
genuine.
I wrote a story about a horse, and I didn't finish it.
But, was it a sad story or a happy story?
It was an adventure story. The horse was in a canyon and was trying to get out, and I somehow got stuck there, and there were rattlesnakes. I think I had seen True Grit, and I think it found its way into my story.
But that launched your career into writing. So when you're in university, you remember the horse in the canyon, and you said, maybe that's where I want to go.
That's right.
So what brought you to CMU?
I came here to very intentionally work at a Christian university. I loved that opportunity when it came, when I saw it, that the position was open here. I just felt like I was coming home. It was a really nice feeling to bring the skills that I've, you know, built through my professional career and bring them home to CMU.
Your reaction to my question seems full, like there's lots there. Why this context? What was it about this place that resonated with you?
I've always felt that I work for causes, and I became a Christian in my 30s. I was always a Christian in a sense in my heart, but I only confirmed my faith when I was in my 30s. So I had been this young, independent. I wanted to be a humanitarian. I really didn't marry it with full Christian belief, and that came about later. So I felt like I'd been, in a way, if I could use the word, in the wilderness, but I'd been working in you know, the hard school, the downtown life of working with corporations, all for a good cause in my work, but never for doing God's work, really, and just trying to be a Christian without actually contributing to the work of the church. So this was a real wonderful opportunity for me to bring the skills that I'd honed and support students. And I love universities. I love what the imagination and the work and the discipline that it brings for students and launching them into their careers. And so having a hand in that is a very satisfying place to be.
Hmm. Can you think of a moment where you said, this is why I'm here? I've just tasted some of that sense of what I thought was the reason why I came.
I think, David, it would be probably when you and I were interviewing students together and we had them on camera and they were talking about what CMU meant to them. And I listened to one particular that inspired me when he had said that he'd been a student without any Christians around him. And he was quite lonesome in that setting and then had come to CMU and was now suddenly surrounded by other Christians, and he was pursuing a vocation in business. And I thought, how wonderful. And I was so inspired to hear him say how it was opening him up and letting him be who he wanted to be while still preparing to be a businessman in the world. And that's what I came here to help do. Prior to this, I had worked for a foundation raising money for students and for the institution, and it was all about supporting people and helping them learn and go where they're going in their careers. And then now I felt, well, how wonderful to partner that with kingdom building and helping students like that to carry on that work to then become who he needs to be and who he wants to be, and to have a hand in that is deeply satisfying. I went, yes, there it is. That's the beauty of this, is to have a place where students actually get to practice being Christians before they go out into the world, where they are surrounded by others who deeply understand what they're going through and want to help them, and for them to then have dialogue and conversation with people in a setting where they're truly free to be who God meant them to be. It's lovely.
Well, Nadine, this has been wonderful. We've got a lot of stories, and we'll do it again sometime. So thank you so much for sharing some of your story.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. From June 14 to July 2nd, students are coming from around the world to participate in the Canadian School of Peacebuilding. The school is led by Professor Jerem Sawatsky. Then on June 15, it's the 9th annual CMU President's Golf Classic. For more information regarding these and other events, check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at 3ws.cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website, and I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.